News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, festival season well and truly underway. Sea Sessions and Beyond the Pale taking place this weekend. But what makes a good festival experience great? I'm the bog's notion because I've never been to one. And before people accuse me of being an old fart, this also didn't happen when I was in my teens and 20s. Ed Smith of Today FM, though, is a aficionado of festivals and is here to tell me how bad I am for not having gone to one, Ed.
I'll take that. I was just doing the numbers there, Jonathan. I think I'm up to about almost 40 festivals in my lifetime, and I'm feeling every single one of them now. As I look across a grey and drizzly Castlebar sky at 10 to 9 in the morning. But I closed my eyes and I thought to myself, "What? It's a good question. What is it about festivals, really and truly? When you think about it, from I suppose from your point of view, logically, you're going into a wet field with maybe 20, 30, 40,000 strangers. It's yep. messy. It can get very wet. It's uncomfortable. And it can be sometimes, you know, a little dangerous and it can get a little nutty. What is the magic?
Hang on. Ed, you're supposed to be selling this to me here, not putting me off.
But I'm just trying to see it from your perspective, from an old cranky man. But what I'm saying is, from my perspective, some of the greatest and most magical laughs I have had over the years have come at music festivals. And there's something that when the planets align, that when you gather there with a couple of your pals, you get down, you put your backpack on, and you rock down to, say, the Electric Picnic or the Night and Day Festival or Beyond the Pale or All Together Now. And you walk in and you look around, and everybody's there for the same reason, to have a wonderful time. And the truth is, the music is well and good. It's a massive part of it. But honest to God, you could put a fella doing armpit farts on the main stage of Electric Picnic 3 nights in a row, and it would sell out each and every year. The truth of the matter is, it is about the music, but more so, it's about hanging out with your pals, running around, having a few beers, tasting some amazing food, by the way, and just being there collectively as a community in magic spot.
The toilets. What about the toilet? I mean, I need to have access to clean toilets.
Yeah, you can. I think, listen, I don't mean to sound so irresponsible and whimsical about the whole thing. Preparation, it's like going into battle, Jonathan. You'll see a good soldier will check his kit. He's got all the instruments and tools and weapons he needs to go into battle, because that is essentially what you're doing. So if you're prepared, you bring the spare toilet roll, you bring your face wipes, you bring a water bottle, you pace yourself, you can have an absolutely phenomenal weekend. I understand the thing of the toilet situation has improved dramatically over the years. And, you know, it is much better than it was. There are much more. But again, if you do bring some face wipes and you bring a spare bog roll for your campsite, there is ways and means around it. You know, and it shouldn't put you off going. But I do understand what that could be.
Look, you've done your very best. I look forward to standing beside you as we watch the armpit farting man perform at this year's Electric Picnic, because you've clearly put the idea in MCD's head now. Ed Smith of Today FM, absolute pleasure as always. Thank you for joining us. I'm not going, Ciara.
I love a good festival. I think you're wrong. I think you're focusing on the negative. Some of us are lying in the gutter, but looking at the stars, Jonathan. That's what's happening. Do you know what I'm saying?
You love that gutter. You love it down there.
I do love it in the gutter. You're dead right. But I'm all about the stars, really.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.